The Mike O'Mara Show.
You have no idea the physical toll the 3 vasectomies have on a person.
Does it bother me that I wasn't invited to Michael's dinner party?
It's the...
Dwight's very upset. 877-365-3636. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, if you stay in this business long enough, you do get to know everybody. I know that sounds like an old showbiz thing.
It's a good
thing.
If you stay in this business long enough, you get to know everyone.
I have known the next gentleman we are going to have on the show for quite some time. I have known him as a college student. I have known him as a disc jockey. I have known him as a stand-up comedian.
Wow.
And then when we all really tried to know him more, when he was a national weatherman.
We all tried so hard.
And then he came back to Washington, D.C. To work here at Channel 5. I'm talking, of course, about the one and only Mr. Tony Perkins.
Thank you. From Fox 5.
Hey.
Thank you very much.
Welcome, Tony.
You can see him every morning doing the weather, going around. Now, do you don't travel nearly as much as you used to with the national show, right?
Oh, no.
You used to go everywhere.
You used to go everywhere for GMA, but no.
Right.
I get out in the field every now and then for Fox Morning News, but not as often as I used to. When I first did the show years ago, I was out every day.
Right.
And now I'm out occasionally.
If you're wondering why Tony is no longer with Good Morning America, I think the primary reason, of course, was that failed love tryst with Diane Sawyer.
That is right. We have touched on that in the past, and it's, I have to say, as time goes by, it gets easier to talk about.
Good for you.
I thought it would be a good move, and it was horrible. It backfired.
We are class of 1981.
Yeah.
American University. You graduated normally. I did not graduate normally. No, this is important to point out.
How did you graduate?
All right. And Tony will remember this. You will remember this, that at AU, American University, right here in D.C., they had an algebra competency requirement. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
You sort of remember it because you probably didn't have any issue with it. I being retarded, had a very severe relationship with the algebra competency requirement. What it was, you had to pass a certain test to show that you were competent in algebra to get your degree back in 1981. And if you couldn't pass the test,
he remembers.
Not that I remember this.
If
you could not pass the test at American University, you had to have some grade like of C+ or equivalent in a certain level math class at AU. And I...
You didn't even have that?
Say that again.
That
you didn't even have
Listen,
that?
Listen, competency requirements are ridiculous, all right? I was a successful college student.
Take a stand, Mike.
I was a successful college student. The truth is I struggled, and I transferred into American University. What I did was, the last time, I think I took the test 3 times.
Oh, my goodness.
I failed it twice, and the last day I actually had passed it, that following week they lifted the competency requirement. Let me explain this because it's a little complicated. They lifted the competency requirement, and the competency requirement was replaced by if I had taken a class and gotten a C+, which I had.
Right.
That's how it worked.
It's called the O'Mara Initiative.
Right.
No, I had passed it, and then they said, incidentally, you don't need to take this test now if you've taken this class and gotten a C+, which I already had. So I ended up, I still went through the show and graduated, but I'd have to go back. And I'd have to call my mom. I'm going to see my mom this weekend. I'm going to ask her what the deal was, because I think I actually graduated with the class of 81.
You got to walk with them.
But I wrapped up that thing like after graduation.
See, we might have graduated at the same time. First of all, I remember some of this. It was unfair to you because you transferred in from the Columbia School of Broadcasting. So that right there, you didn't have some of the requirements.
Should be able to carry those credits.
Right.
Here's
right.
a trivia question.
A lot of the credits didn't count.
You wouldn't know this. I mean, we hung out a little bit when we were at AU. We were certainly involved in the radio station.
Absolutely.
At AU. Do you remember the school that I came in from?
I do not.
I'll give you a hint. A world-famous blowhard graduated from the same school. A world-famous TV blowhard.
So many.
Well, yeah, they're Dan TV Rather.
I don't know if you can talk ill of, like, sort of related coworkers and stuff.
Oh, someone, not someone I work with.
No, he's on a national level.
Oh,
okay. He's a national blowhard?
A national blowhard at television and
Bill
radio.
Bill O'Reilly!
Yeah, hey! Yeah. Good answer.
Yeah.
He went to Marist College. I went to Marist College.
Oh, I do remember that.
I transferred down to AU because it just, I didn't dig Marist, and I came down to AU.
It explains the similarities.
We
the same blotchy skin.
And the love for loofahs.
Yeah.
We might have graduated at the same time. I actually graduated in 81 and a half. Not many people know this because...
Well, wait a minute. So you screwed up, too?
I screwed up, too.
No.
You know, I shouldn't say this, actually.
You didn't.
Then let's move on.
This is radio. This is where you lay your soul bare.
Yeah, you're right. I did very well in college, except for one particular class that I did not do well in. And I was very involved in the extracurricular activities, the student government and all of that.
Buzz was, too, when he went to school.
That's all I did, were just the extracurricular.
Yeah. Of course, that involved black lights and growing plants in his garage dorm.
Dank basement.
Let me clarify, my activities were different from yours, Buzz.
Okay.
But I was so involved in all of that that I ended up, for one semester, taking like one or two classes, and then I didn't have enough credits, so I had to go.
So you struggled as well.
Yeah.
Mr. Network TV guy, you struggled as well. I thought you were the like flawless student.
No, and Mike, let this be a lesson to the children listening that
the kids,
despite whatever obstacles you face in college, high school, whatever it is, you too can achieve greatly and potentially sleep with Diane Sawyer.
I don't want to talk about that.
Well, it's good to have you on the show. Yeah, how have you found coming back from? It's got to be a little bit of a transition because you. You were on the national stage. Mm-hmm. Now you come back and you're doing the local thing. Mm-hmm. Is it more fun? How has it changed your life? Is life good? Is life bad? I haven't talked to you in a long time.
I make much less money.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So
good.
That's not good.
Bravo.
That's another stepping stone to CBS.
You know, it's good. It's here's the thing. GMA
Tony
was great.
Perkins. A lot less money.
Ouch.
GMA was great because I got to do some amazing things.
Right.
I traveled to Europe. I'd never been to Europe before, so I got to go on the company dime, interviewed and met some great people over the years, Stevie Wonder.
Wow.
We've talked about it before, Ringo Starr, you know, which was amazing for me, a big Beatles fan. Got to experience some wonderful things. Overall, the experience... the on-air experience was great, although they did not use me as much as I would have liked to have been used. It was a struggle every day to get airtime, and a lot of the people I worked with, frankly, were not very pleasant.
Really?
Yeah.
So you
sense that.
You say that now. I know that, you know, a long, long time ago, you and I, in fact, one of the few times we've seen each other over the years, we had dinner together up in New York, and we were talking about the fact that it was really a relatively short time after you had the gig, and you wouldn't say anything like that, but what you had said was, I sensed, you know, here you are, and I'm talking to you, and I'm like, I'm Johnny DJ, and I'm talking to Tony, and so, my God, Good Morning America. Mm-hmm. I mean, wow, this is it, and you were like kind of... Yeah, but I mean, I sensed that you weren't exactly doing cartwheels, and that surprised me because a lot of people don't realize when you get to the top of the mountain that it isn't everything you expect it to be.
We had an executive producer at the time, and you've read about her recently because she went on to the early show recently and just left there, who was insane. And
how so?
She was crazy.
Manic?
Manic, yes. Yeah. And did not treat me very well, aside from, you know, hiring me. That was a wonderful thing, but did not treat me very well. On a day-to-day basis, wasn't a lot of fun. And really, for me, the bottom line was, and listen, I'm being honest here. I mean, it's great to make a lot of money and all of that kind of thing, but for me, I would rather be in a situation where I feel like people want me to be there and I'm having fun doing what I'm doing. And the people I work with now, we laugh every day. Rob watches the show.
I tell you, I watch a lot of the morning television. I'm always around. I watch the Today Show for a little while, but I always TiVo and watch every minute of your show.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you guys have so much fun, and it is so clear.
I like the
format.
And
it is the most entertaining morning show that's on television.
Is there a sense at the network level? I always got this. I got this from way back when watching Matt Lauer, even before he got the gig at the Today Show, where there's kind of a mentality where when you're doing television or you know, really television at that level, news television at that level, it's everything. And everybody the majority of people that are associated with it, when I say that, it means, you know, You got to go here. It's the show. It's right. absolutely the show
you
first.
You live and breathe it.
There is no room for anything else. When you talk about a manic producer, I'm right. sure. And speaking of manic producers,
coming soon.
When is she?
When is Beth Ann
going? Monday.
We think. She'll be joining us on Monday's
show.
I have to ask you about that, Tony. Is that why New York and the network and the big time and the big money, is that why it didn't change you? Because I have a story about that. But is the way you were treated in New York, is that why being there didn't change you?
I guess. Here's my thing. I like people. Mm-hmm. I like having a good time. I've made good friends at every job I've ever worked. At GMA, I made two or three good friends mm-hmm. in the almost 7 years I was there.
That
I have
hurts.
A lot of associates from there, a lot sure. of coworkers.
But the intensity and the day-to-day, just intensity of the place.
The intensity of it, although, you know, to some extent, when you work in that environment, you thrive on the pressure. And if mm-hmm. there's a breaking news story, you kind of get, you know, when they would send me to cover a hurricane,
right.
it's not a great condition to fly into or go into, but your adrenaline gets going. You
sure.
want to do a good job. So that was all fine. That was cool.
Imagine why you'd want to leave that gig. Yes, Hurricane Katrina is bearing down in New Orleans. Tony, your flight to Louisiana is booked for about 2 hours from now.
But amazingly, there was lots of space on the flight.
But the weird thing is I would do that again because it's part of the job. Mm-hmm. For me, it came down to this. I did not want to work there anymore because they did not respect me. Mm-hmm. They did not appreciate me. And they made that clear to me in mm-hmm. a number of ways. Off the air.
That's
and sometimes on the air as well.
That's a shame because I honestly think that you are maybe the nicest guy in broadcasting, and I have that opinion because I remember walking down the street one day when we were broadcasting from New York, and you and I passed each other going in opposite directions. You and I had seen each other maybe once as I sat in the background on the Don and Mike show. We barely even spoke, I think, then.
Right.
But that day that we passed each other on the street, you said, "Hi, Buzz." he recognized.
See how little it takes
wow.
for him?
That was so
well,
nice.
He's an easy man to please, isn't he, Tony? That's all it takes is just to say hi, Buzz, well, on the street. This is for all our listeners as well. If you bump into Buzz, just say hi to him. You'll make his whole weekend.
Absolutely.
Here's my little confession. When I was in New York, frequently I would just randomly say, "Hi, Buzz."
Just in case.
Hoping, you know, I would hit every now and then.
But
so.
I think I know that one of your friends, you made limited friends up there. Mm-hmm. One of them happened to be Charlie Gibson. And
Charlie
you speak
Gibson
very
is a
highly
great,
of, right?
He, Charlie Gibson is a great guy.
I love that guy. I think, I think as far Terrific. As unsung anchors, you know, you hear yep. all the talk about Brian Williams, you hear the talk about Katie Couric,
mm-hmm.
but there goes, you know, this guy, Charlie Gibson, who's been with ABC for a million years,
yep.
and he's cruising along, and I, for whatever reason, when you told me that you had a good friendship with this guy, mm-hmm. I kind of dug that, because he seems sure. like a pretty cool guy.
He is what he appears to be on the air, a friendly, down-to-earth, sensible guy, and look at it this way. Charlie Gibson was with GMA in its glory years back mm-hmm. with Spencer Christian and Joan London.
Mm-hmm.
That show goes away. GMA goes in the toilet. Who do they reach out to bring it back? Charlie and Diane. They bring mm-hmm. Diane in. And Diane got a lot of the attention because, you know, she's Diane.
The big money, yeah.
But I'm telling you, the we would go on trips. We took a bus tour around the South at one point. People love Charlie. And mm-hmm. part of the reason for GMA's success during the period that I was there was Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
It was Diane, too, but it was Charlie. Charlie had been there when it was number one. He came back and helped almost take it to number one.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie stays at GMA. They end up giving World News Tonight after Peter passes away mm-hmm. to other people. Show does not do that well.
Right,
Who
right.
do they go to? Who's their go-to guy? Charlie Gibson.
Sure.
And look, they're winning.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
He's a solid guy. He's right. a great guy. Knows what he's doing. So,
but I guess it's got to be a and will you take will you entertain some phone calls from the vast listening audience?
Sure, yeah.
877-365-3636 if you have some questions for Tony Perkins about television on a national level and on a local level. And of course, we do want to grill you on, you know, your job, which is the weather.
Sure.
Because we're doing a big barbecue on Friday.
Yes.
Right. And meteorologist or not, we want to ask him certain.
I am not a meteorologist.
Well, we wanted to ask about some other people as well.
And also,
whether
I
or not
want,
they were meteorologists.
I want to know about the Pope.
I know who you want to know
about. I can
about.
Tell you everything there is to know about the Pope.
I'll bet you
we're
can.
We're in full Pope mode. And
all
please,
right.
can I mention that if you want full coverage of the Pope,
oh God,
please
here
watch
we go.
Fox 5. We're always on.
Is this something that you know about TV ratings? Is this something that's really jacking the ratings up? I mean, are all the local? I mean, what is the deal? I've never seen anything like it. Everybody's going out of their minds.
I don't know. I guess we'll find. You know what? We'll find out tomorrow. We'll see what the ratings were.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. If on Friday we're doing something else, then it wasn't good.
Let's take a call from Bruce in Idaho, who I think has probably the most important question. Bruce, you have a question for Tony Perkins.
I do. Is Tony going to be at the picnic?
Incidentally, I like calling it a picnic.
That's better.
That's better.
Uh-huh. That is better.
I like calling it our picnic.
The picnic.
It's a picnic.
Are you coming, Bruce?
No, I can't come, but I'm bringing. I can get the lawn darts there, so Tony can have an adventurous time.
Oh, jarts! There's nothing quite like jarts.
Yeah, right. Safe, though, right?
Well, I'll try. I'll try to come.
I think Tony's welcome. Jarts or not,
we're gonna try. We got our big barbecue coming up on Friday. If you just tuned in, we're gonna have a couple of Weber grills going. We're gonna have a horseshoe pit.
Yes.
And incidentally, we figured out how to get permission from management about the.
How's that?
We're not going to tell them.
Oh, that'll be good.
And not the station management. They've already signed off
the
on
building.
The building management.
Well, that's what Buzz always says.
Let's take a call from Aaron.
It's easier to get forgiveness than permission.
That's right.
Aaron, you are on the Mike O'Mara Show with Tony Perkins.
Hey, how you doing, Tony?
Hey, man.
Tell these guys, well, tell me, really, how easy on the eyes is Allison Seymour?
Oh, Allison is a doll. First of all, happy birthday, Allison. Today's
her
birthday.
Right.
Oh, good. Let's do the little Allison Seymour happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to Allison.
Happy birthday to you.
Allison is adorable. She is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. More important than that, she's beautiful on the inside.
That's right.
So she's great. I love her.
Allison Seymour, and how is... How's Holly? I'd be not doing my job.
Holly is doing great.
If I didn't ask how Holly was doing. Holly. I'm not going to get you into trouble. I'm sorry.
Holly
I didn't
is
want
a
to.
Good friend.
That really was the wrong scream. Yeah. I should have said, how's Holly doing? That's fine.
I loved her dog yoga segment yesterday.
Did you see when the dogs went crazy?
Did I?
That was great.
It was great.
she is sweet, but is there a caffeine quota in her contract?
Let's go to James. James, you have a question for Tony Perkins. Hello, James.
He's
I can hear you breathing.
In New York.
Sounds like it.
Hello.
Yes, James.
This is Dave.
Oh, I'm sorry. Joe got it wrong. Dave, go ahead. What's your question for Tony?
That doesn't sound like Joe.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dave.
That was good.
So much confusion.
Nick, you are on the air with a question for Tony Perkins. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, Tony. I remember, I would say it was probably 4 or 5 years ago when you were on the show and you were doing Match Game.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We played the Match
Game.
Yeah.
I was the one that won that.
Congratulations.
Oh, fantastic.
What did you do with your money?
We seem to have lost him, Tony. I'm terribly sorry about that.
That was a great call.
He won the Match Game.
Five years ago.
That was a great call.
All right, we have to take a break. We've got the audio vault. You're welcome, and I hope they tell me you want to hang out for a little bit today.
I can hang out, and I know you have the audio vault, but I brought gifts that I'd like to give you.
Oh,
there's always time for gifts.
Okay.
Gifts always take priority on this show.
Love that.
If you'd like to call us, 877-365-3636. More calls for Tony. Gifts from Tony, the audio vault, and of course, Mr. Buzz Burbank with the second buzz of the day. When we come back, this is the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.